weird. I hope this not recording us.
I think it's too late to hope that. We're back?
No, I'm at the camera.
I don't think so. Hi!
Hello! This is Lola.
We're not ready for video yet. This is T.
We're just talking about the video thing because it asks whether you allow the camera to record.
Yeah. It says to access, though.
I know, but maybe it's accessing the camera right now. Like, you see the little square staring at us?
Big Brother could be watching. Anyway, we're back. Part two.
If you joined us for part one and you're here for part two, thank you.
Welcome.
We love you.
We love you. Thank you.
And we hope that you're having fun with us.
Yes.
This is totally new to us, but so far we're really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's fun. Next to Virgin podcast.
Yeah, you're not a virgin anymore, girl.
Yeah.
This is like your second time.
I know, it's my second time, they said. The second time is better than the first. We're going to go there.
Or at least we hope so. So what do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What about turtles?
Turtles, okay.
What do you think about turtles?
Well, we were discussing earlier, I was asking T if... you know, some people, I guess, believe in the idea of reincarnation.
Yes.
And if you had to choose between... Actually, that was a bad example, because the question was, would you want to come back as a turtle or a lion?
And that was from another podcast, right?
Yes, from one of my favorite podcasts, which at this point does not need a shout-out, because they have millions and millions of people listening to them, but
in a way that should not discriminate against them.
No, and I'm going to say who it is. It's the Ricky Gervais podcast. Some of you might know him from The Office, the BBC version, which is where the American version on NBC comes from.
Which I haven't checked out yet, the NBC
version. It's good. It's just very different.
Yeah, I'd like to see what the difference between American Office and...
Well, actually, it's weird because for everybody who has seen it, like, it's literally the same show. Like, I think that the script is the same. Oh. They just follow this literally the same story, as far as I remember, because I haven't seen the BBC one in a while.
So it's essentially a repeat in American
accents? Yeah, but it feels totally different because it's Americanized, and Steve Carell, is that his name? Mm-hmm. Who plays who Ricky Gervais was playing,
right.
The main boss guy.
Right.
Is really hysterical. I think he's really funny.
Is he as obnoxious? Does he read?
Yeah. I mean, he's like a horrible boss and an asshole and all of that, but in an American way as opposed to British. But I honestly haven't seen the NBC one as much as the British one, so I don't know exactly how he characterizes that personality.
Right, in the deeper sense.
Right, because Ricky Gervais, I think, lives it for better or for worse. Right. Like, it's hard to think that he's not like that.
Exactly. Know? Yeah, but he might not be. For all we know, he could knit and, you know.
Well, I think he's certainly much more intelligent than that character.
Right, right.
But, you know, if you listen to his podcast, he's kind of an asshole in that hilarious way.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that, you know, in a good way, Ricky, if you listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he's playing to expectations now.
He might be.
Yeah, that's the beauty of us. We have no expectations.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Well, we want to give a shout-out to P. Delicious.
Oh, yeah!
Thanks for writing.
P. Delicious was the first person who posted a comment.
I know. We want to frame the email.
Yeah, so we're excited. So thank you for doing that, P.
Yes,
Delicious.
Yes, holla out to you.
Holla back at you.
C-H-A-L-L-A-H.
Right back at you, girl. Or boy, I should say. I don't know. I'm getting the sense you're a boy because you're saying... that we're hotter than something or other. I don't know.
It could be a girl.
Maybe that's sexist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you want to write back and tell us about you, you can.
Yes, please do. And ask us any questions you feel like asking. Like if you want to be reincarnated as a pair of sunglasses.
Right.
So that's kind of boring.
Like who would you want to be? I guess the question is this. If you had to be reincarnated and you knew you were going to. Now that's stupid because everybody's going to be like, I want to be.
Well, there's that Actor Studio thing. Do you ever watch the Actor Studio?
Lipton?
Yeah. Who Will Ferrell has, you know. Ooh, somebody's sending you a message.
Sorry.
No cell phones, please.
And I forgot to turn it off.
Are you going to reject?
What? No, it wasn't
is
a
it
call.
Sean?
It was a. It's Sean, and it was a text message.
Oh, well, please share.
I don't think I can.
Oh, is it dirty?
No, it's all more right. Like business stuff. It would
all
take
right.
too long to explain.
All right.
But I'm turning it off. Sorry about that. Meanwhile, T has her cell phone on, and we're also on under the clock.
It's on vibrate.
we're under the clock, though, because I don't know if that
James
makes sense.
Is coming home.
Yeah, because James is on his way home, and, you know, I don't think he would appreciate us
this
sitting
illicit.
Here naked doing our podcast episode.
Podcast naked.
Slapping olive oil on each other. Since last week, we've decided
to No, we're massaging our each other's feet with olive oil on the couch.
Oh, is that
we
what
We don't
call
care
it?
About our upholstery
yeah,
bills.
And we're not using tea towels either, or whatever
no.
they call.
Dish towels.
Dish towels.
British. Yeah, I guess the British call them tea towels.
Tea towels, darling.
Darling. So, we read that the average commute in New York City is 38 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't know, and you wouldn't know, right?
No.
Because we don't commute.
We're part of the lucky few that get to work at home.
The lucky few that work in our pajamas.
I work naked.
I don't.
And
I
don't sleep naked.
And it gets sticky.
Even when you're by yourself?
Even when I'm by myself. I feel like there's like, I get kind of cold in weird places.
Like what kind of places?
Some of the obvious ones, but like, you know, my lower back just likes to be warm.
Oh, yeah, the lower back
yeah,
that I get. I actually get that in the winter, like when you're wearing a shirt that's a little short
yeah.
and it's exposed. I don't like
exactly.
that either. But in this weather, you know, it's like, what is it today, 95? 90? What?
Can we talk about the shirts that don't cover the midriff issue?
Sure. Yeah.
Don't you think that there are a lot of people out there who are showing off their gut? In a way that's, you know, maybe this is unfair because, you know, it's mostly women and we're women and we're, you know, in support of loving your body and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what are you saying? Get to
but
your point.
I feel like women of all ages are showing roles and roles.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not sure that I find that so attractive. I don't know if that's, I mean, honestly, it's just aesthetically not pleasing.
Right.
Maybe the fashions are going to change and everybody's going to be wearing, like, pants up to their rib cages.
Right. I personally don't have a problem with it. I kind of love it.
Oh, yeah?
But that's because, I don't know, I guess there's some, to me, in a way, actually, that's really New York, because I had never seen people that quite, like, flaunt their stuff as much as some people do here.
Right.
And
right.
I have to say, like, on a, you know, if you want to call it, like, feminist point of view or something like that. Like, I was listening to a couple once on the street talk about a younger girl who was, you know, she wasn't fat, but she kind of had, like, a big belly, and she
mm-hmm.
was wearing low-cut pants,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think it was, like, a terrifyingly short shirt or anything, but her stomach was showing.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about it and saying, you know, like,
so they
why
were commenting
is she...
On it.
Yeah, and I can't remember. I was on the street, and this girl couldn't hear them, but they were saying, you know, why is she showing that? Which made me think that if she hadn't had a gut, then it would have been okay.
Mm.
So I think it's more about, like, thinness and fatness than it is
yeah.
about something
That's
else.
That's true. That's true. And that might be my bias as well. But, yeah,
yeah.
You're right.
No,
you're right.
I don't know. I mean, look, I understand. I don't think that it's all pleasing, necessarily.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff that isn't pleasing that we don't complain about in terms of aesthetics. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I don't like capri pants, for example. It's true.
Why?
I just think they're dumb. I don't know.
Do you think they make people look, you know,
I think they're
silly.
It's like, they're not long, they're not short, they're like somewhere in the middle. And most of the time, frankly, they make most women
look fat.
Not fat, but
short.
Yeah, they make your legs look kind of like shorter and stubbier.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
So it's like,
it's
what
true.
Are we, and you know, like I've seen, you know, like the only person that I've seen them wear well, I think, is like Audrey Hepburn or something, because she's
right,
like
real
stick.
Thin. Right, exactly, and has like a ballerina body.
Right.
Right.
But,
right.
You know,
yeah,
like, but
right.
nobody complains about that and says, oh, you shouldn't wear capri pants.
This is true. This is true. And we've been on how many years with the low slung jeans?
Yeah. Which,
you know,
personally,
I'm
I was
convinced
also,
it's going up. Because you
it
just
is.
Get to sell pants.
Yeah.
Because if everybody has low slung pants.
Well, now it's like the fucking, the little short shorts. Now everybody's wearing those.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I hate is when, like, people, when they sell this stuff as if it was new. When it wasn't. When it isn't, like.
Well, I'm actually seeing a lot of 80s fashions on the street.
Yeah.
You know? It's
yeah.
amazing, actually, how good people, like, meaning accurate people look.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
But that pulls us into the topic of pajama pants in public.
Yeah.
Can we talk about pajama pants in public?
Yeah, a little.
Can we ask everybody out there? I mean, it seems like more women, again, than men who wear pajama pants onto... Yeah. I see them in rest stops and airports.
Airports is a big one.
And all ages. And, you know, not like the kind of pajama pants that look like sweatpants. But we're talking like flannel or ducks or pastel colors and
right.
clearly sleepwear.
Right.
So I'm just kind of curious about that. Why?
Do you have a problem with that?
I do.
Right. And I know Sean has a huge problem with that.
Sean has a huge problem. We've had
people with the fucking pajama. I honestly, once again, I don't
mind. It doesn't bother you.
Does not bother me.
Really?
Seem very open, fashionable.
Yeah, you're an open-minded, fashionable person. I might be a fashion fascist.
Yeah, you might be.
Say.
Although I have been called a fatophobe by certain people.
You?
Yes.
But you just, you know, give a hug out to the world to all the roles that
I'm
we're
just saying I don't mind
street.
Seeing it.
So why are you a fatophobe?
No, that's I've been told that I am. Like
it,
certain
what?
People think that I, you know, that I, not that I hate fat people, but that. I don't know. I guess that I am more inclined not to be as open to them, say if it's somebody that I know, because they're fat.
You're that's a fat, fattest.
Fattest,
you're
yeah.
a fattest.
Right, that maybe I would, like, look down upon them.
Personally.
Right, which I don't think is true, but maybe it's one of those things where, like, it
people
is and I don't want to admit
it
or something like that. Like, which, you know, because it brings up the interesting... Okay, like, in that time where... What's the percentage of people who are obese in this country?
I don't know. I think it's, like, somewhere around 40 or 50%, right?
Right, so it's a huge thing. Most of us know fat people or are fat ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so it brings up a really good point. Because I think, you know, like, part of it is the health issue. Which
right.
I don't think anybody can agree.
Right.
Like, it's not healthy to be obese and... You know, you should watch it for that.
Right.
But really, it's more about aesthetics and self-esteem.
It's true, and it's about, like, what, you know, now I'm kind of going against myself, but what people think is attractive.
Right, but you're, you know, you're going around telling young girls to, like, hide their gut.
Right. This is true.
And then...
This is true. But I'm also wondering if it gets cold in the wintertime. You know what
but
I mean?
They're not showing it. That, really, yeah, but you're not that concerned about them getting cold. Come on.
I feel cold looking at them. It makes me cold.
I mean, it's like, yeah, I guess I get that more when people who are super skinny and who they say, like, I want to feed somebody, you know?
Right.
But
yeah, the fat thing, it's hard. It's a tricky thing. We don't talk a lot about it, you know? I mean, it's like, admitting to coming out of the closet as a fatophobe, whether you are or you aren't, it's not like...
But actually, you know, one thing that made me think about it is that having said what I just said about obese people that are out there, or fat, I don't know what the word for, a nice word for fat is that is not obese, because there's a difference.
Large.
Large. Is, like, how many friends do you have that are fat, or large, or obese? Exactly.
What do you mean? What do you mean
well,
exactly?
Well, I guess I just outed us as thin people. But, like, most of my friends are thin. Now, am I choosing that consciously?
Well, I had a friend who said that you actually...
Me?
No, one. Oh. Chooses friends or ends up with friends who are their size. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't think that that is, actually. But she thought that...
Because...
Her friends were her size.
But, I mean, because you feel more comfortable with people your size or you
possibly,
know?
Possibly that sort of like attracts... Like meets like, birds of a feather.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also thought because New York
do you
is
feel
not
that way.
Well, I've never done it consciously. If that's
I think she meant it was unconscious.
Right. And I mean, most of my friends are not fat. That's true. Most of them are thin.
Yeah, mine aren't either.
I have a couple of friends that are either fat and or obese.
Right.
But that's the minority.
And are you phobic?
Am I phobic
with them?
To them? No, I mean, otherwise I guess they wouldn't be my friends, right?
right. That's true. So it's sort of like there's a line to cross. Like, once you get to know somebody who might or might not be, like, overweight, then you feel differently. Because certainly everybody struggles with weight issues across the board, I think. Just because...
Yeah, we all do that, which is the other thing. But, I mean, I get angry at myself that I feel like I think about it too much as it is.
Right, right. And I think that women think about it probably more than men do. Although, you know, I think men have their issues with it as well.
Okay, I'll come out clean and I'll say what prompted this friend of mine to call me a fatophobe.
Oh, okay.
But stop keeping the chat. I know you're getting nervous.
I'm a leg swinger.
So my friend and myself and her friend, who I had not met up until that point, had agreed to go see a movie. This is years ago.
Okay.
So I met my friend and her friend at the theater. This woman was obese.
Okay.
My friend's friend.
Like hugely obese? Like fat?
She's obese. No, not hugely, but she was obese. Perfectly nice and friendly. Very nice. We get the tickets. We go in. It's a packed
house.
Should I say the name of the movie that I was going to see?
Sure, why not?
Probably nobody. Actually, no, I shouldn't, because then she might be implicated.
Fine.
And we sat down, at which point this woman got up the biggest, like, popcorn bucket available at the concession stand and the biggest drink.
Mm.
And then she came back, and she happened to be sitting between me and my friend, and... she didn't offer any to anybody else. And
that's interesting.
Well, I'm only saying this because afterwards, you know, we all went out for dinner. And then at that point, which really the point in the evening where we would have gotten to know each other and we talked more. Mm-hmm. And I didn't hate her.
This is the first time. This is sort of like the first date.
Right. I mean, my friend was there too, so she was definitely making that easier. But so it's not that I hated her. I just didn't really like her. So when my friend the next day asked me...
It's sort of rude not to share your popcorn. That's sort of the international sign of movie going.
I thought so, but I guess so. Then when my friend asked me, like, what did you think of her? I was like, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't crazy about her. And then I also just mentioned, I was like, and did you notice she didn't share the popcorn?
Was your friend good friends with this woman?
They're friends. I don't know if they're good friends.
And you're not friends with this woman. You didn't become friends with the...
No, not at all.
Not
I saw her
sharer.
A couple of times afterwards just because we happened to be in the same place, like social events or whatever. But I guess she was always perfectly nice to me. It's not like she said anything personal. I just didn't like the way she talked about other people and, like, how she judged them. She just seemed very shallow to me.
And your friend took from the fact that you commented on the fact that she didn't share her popcorn that you were fatophobe.
No, it wasn't just that one thing, but that was a big, like, turning point. And she said, you know, like, you had a problem with the fact that she was going to get more popcorn because she was fat. And in a way, I guess...
She got more on top of the lunch?
No, she got a huge popcorn, but it's like, you know, my friend and I, who were both thin, didn't get it, right? So it's that weird thing where it's like, out of everybody... Like, she didn't eat the popcorn.
Right.
But who am I... Who the hell am I to say that to anybody, right? So that's where it
becomes...
But
it's also that, just whether she's fat or she's thin, she should have shared her popcorn. That's
right.
Curious.
But again, her rudeness might not stem out of her being fat. She might just be rude.
Right.
Which I think is why my friend was saying, you just think that this is because she's fat.
So you said something else to sort of implicate the fatness towards her not sharing the popcorn?
I don't know. I don't think that I did, but that's not what my friend thought. So I don't know. I'm sure there might have been other things that made her think that I was a fatophobe, but that's the only one that I'm really, like, aware of right now.
Right. Well, I guess the question to pose to... anybody who happens to be listening, maybe all two of you out there, is what do you feel about fatophobes? Is it fair? Is it not? Is it terrifically callous of us? We're just being frank here. I don't think
Or, more to the point,
I mean, is there a PC thing needed for fatophobes or fat people kind of thing?
I think there is a huge PC out there.
About fat people.
Yeah, it's like the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk
no
about.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. But you know what I mean?
Right.
But maybe, like, more to the point is also, are we all fatophobes in some way or another?
Including fat people?
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, like, if there's a self-hating aspect to it. It's really challenging.
Tell us what you think, dear listeners.
Yes, and are we being too harsh? And
yeah.
Is that really, you know, do we need to be more understanding?
How did we get onto this? I thought we were going to talk about turtles or something.
I don't know. This is what happens when you go off script. Well, I don't want to reinvoke our sign off from last time because it was really dumb. So
nanu nanu.
There you go.
All right, but I think we did our best here. I hope we didn't really offend anybody.
Yeah.
If we are fatophobes and you guys are now convinced that we are,
maybe
we
just lost our audience of three.
Two, three.
One, zero.
We promise to stay open-minded and, I don't know.
Yes.
Be well, everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.